Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning the God with us. Jesus Christ sent out of his followers to change the world today. Distance is not a barrier. God. Emmanuel TV, God with us.
Hallelujah. Good morning, church. I said to you, good morning. Say, neighbor, good morning. Welcome to the presence of the healer. Welcome to the presence of the Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Let someone say, thank you, Jesus. Give thanks to him for the grace to be in his presence this morning. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God does nothing without his word. His word says that Jesus Christ is concerned about us. Say, neighbor, Jesus is concerned about me. Tell your neighbor, Jesus is concerned about you. What we need to understand that Jesus Christ discusses our future, while Satan discusses our past. What is going through your mind this morning? Jesus discusses our future, while the enemy is busy discussing about our past. Each time we want to move forward by focusing on our future, Satan is there to remind us about our past in order to provoke our guilt and tarnish our future. Each time you determine to do what is right, to move forward, the enemy is there to remind you of your past in order to provoke your guilt and tarnish your future. Because the Bible says, if you live in the past, your present is in danger and your future is tarnished. If you live in the past, your present is in danger and your future is punished. Therefore, say, neighbor, don't look back. Neighbor, focus on your future, because today is opportunity. Say, neighbor, discovery is for forward lookers. Therefore, be a forward looker. This brings us to our message this morning. Be a forward looker. Let me take you to the book of Isaiah chapter 43. I start my reading from verse 18. The book of Isaiah 43 verse 18. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Verse 9. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let someone say, I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God has set the good life for you and me. We must fit in God's divine providence for us. We need to change our thinking. We need to change our way of life. We need to change what we give our attention to. Say, neighbor, if you must fit into God's divine arrangement. We need to change the way we think, the way we live, the way we act, the way we give things, we give attention to things. The Bible says it clearly that you cannot look to two opposite directions at the same time. We need to change the way we think. Because if our minds are occupied by what our situation says, you cannot move forward. If our minds are occupied by what our situation says, we cannot move forward. Therefore, the Bible compels everybody, says that being occupied by what you feel, what you see, what your circumstances look like, is actually to reverse the condition God lays down for us. What is that condition? The condition God lays down for you and me today is to be a tomorrow thinker. Say, neighbor, be a tomorrow thinker. Jesus Christ is a tomorrow thinker. Yes, Jesus is a tomorrow thinker. Jesus is not so much concerned about our present as our future. Jesus never consults our past but our present to determine our future. No matter what you have done, no matter where you are coming from, take note. Jesus never consults your past to determine your future. Because Jesus knows that yesterday is history, today is opportunity, and tomorrow is mystery. The Bible says the mystery of grace, God takes unlikely people and puts them in his palace for eternity. Let someone say, the mystery of grace. God takes unlikely people and puts them in his palace for eternity. Today, Jesus is opening the door of his palace to you. Don't let your situation weigh you down. Remember the words of Jesus. When Jesus met the woman caught in the sin of adultery, in John chapter 8, verse 11, Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." When Jesus met the man he healed at the pool of Bethesda, in John chapter 5, verse 14, the Lord said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning, or something worse may happen to you." Both of them were rescued from death by Christ's grace. In these Bible passages, Jesus was simply saying to all of them, both to the sinful woman and to the man at the pool of Bethesda, the Lord was saying to them, "See, your past is over. Stop looking back, or something worse may happen to you." Say, neighbor, stop looking back. Stop looking back. Look forward. Jesus is the governor of my future. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, Paul says to all of us that we should guard against turning back from the grace of God. This means no matter the mistake you have made, there is hope. Say, neighbor, if you make a mistake, as we all do, don't run from God, run to God. Say, neighbor, again, neighbor, If you make a mistake, as we all do, don't run from God. Run to God. Be a forward looker. Look to Jesus. Because the Bible says Jesus has come to change our lives. Jesus Christ is a problem solver. And the Bible says where thousands were burdened with guilt because of their sins, Jesus offered forgiveness. Where thousands were burdened with sickness and disease, Jesus offered healing freely. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Are you worried? What is bothering you this morning? Are you feeling guilty? Are you saying, can God forgive me? Can God forgive my sin? Remember what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman. Jesus Christ never rejected the sinful Samaritan woman he met at the well of Jacob. The Lord showed her love, acceptance, and gave her living waters and pointed her to a future success. Jesus never rejects anyone who comes to him to be cleansed of sin. Say, neighbor, Jesus never rejects anyone who comes to him to be cleansed from sin. Jesus has come to put an end to our past and to give birth to our future. How do we come to Jesus? Jesus Christ accepts anyone. Take note of that. Jesus accepts anyone who comes to him in faith. Even those who blasphemed and rejected him, Jesus accepts anyone, whether you are rich, whether you are poor. Jesus accepts anyone who comes to him in faith, because faith is what makes us one with Jesus. Say, neighbor, faith is what makes me one with Jesus Christ. Faith is the direction, the channel, the route, the way towards God. Let someone say, faith is the direction, the channel, the route towards God. Before you come to God, you must first discover yourself. Say, neighbor, before you come to God, you must first discover yourself. When you discover yourself, you will discover your need for God. The Bible says that when you discover yourself, you will discover your need for God. How do we discover ourselves? When you get angry at your sin, when you get angry at your weakness, shortcomings, and limitation, then you can come to Jesus in faith. Are you with me? When you discover your weakness, then you will discover your need for God's strength. And then you'll be able to say, like Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. It's not a matter of combining our strength with God's strength. No. The Bible says it is a complete and total removal of our strength in order to put on God's strength. Say, neighbor, it's not a matter of combining my strength with God's strength. It is a matter of a total and complete removal of my strength to put on Christ's strength. Jesus is here to support your position today. Give thanks to him for that opportunity. One thing we should know today, the Bible says God rejects sin without rejecting the sinner. God hates sin without hating the sinner. Take note of that. No matter what you have done, there is hope for you today. Say, no matter what you have done, no matter your past, today is opportunity. Today is opportunity for the radical transformation of my life. Jesus is here. Do you believe? Do you believe? Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is ready to change you, to point you to your future success. Remember the reason why he came. The Bible says to save soul. That's the reason why Jesus came. That's the reason why he died for. That's the reason why he raised from the dead. That's the reason why he sent the Holy Spirit to his apostles to make them effective souls winner. Let's consider the encounter between Jesus and the adulterous woman in the book of Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 50. The Bible says that woman was an infamous woman, meaning without honor, being a harlot, a sinner. But the Bible says she was sick and tired of the world. And she was ready to come to Jesus to embrace the superior order of Jesus. In Christ's new order, let someone say, in Christ's new order, there is peace, not as the world gives. In Christ's new order, there is peace, there is joy, there is contentment, not as the world gives. The Bible describes how she anointed the feet of Jesus with the expensive perfume, though she was a notorious sinner. But she was conscious of her weakness, conscious of her limitation. And she chose the path of faith, of humility, and self-denial in coming to Jesus, the Savior. The Bible says she could not look at Jesus' face. She came through the back and stood behind Jesus' feet and began to weep. Her hair became the towel she used to wipe Jesus' feet, which she washed with her tears. Jesus looked at her. Though Jesus knew she was guilty of so many things, but the Lord justified her in everything she did, because Jesus felt honored by her deep remorse and humility. Say, neighbor, no matter what comes, no matter what happens, look to Jesus. Today is opportunity for the radical transformation of my life. If you make a mistake, as we all do, don't run from God. Run to God. What lesson can we learn from this woman? No one is too good or too bad to qualify for God's grace. Say, neighbor, no one is too good or too bad to qualify for God's grace. The man of God, Prophet T.B. Joshua, says that about forgiveness. Forgiveness is not based on the magnitude of sin, but on the magnitude of the forgiver's love. Let someone say, forgiveness is based not on the magnitude of sin, but on the magnitude of the forgiver's love, God's love. This means no sin is too great for God's love. No sin is too great for God's complete and unconditional love. So no matter what you do to yourself, you cannot stand. Say, no matter what I have done to myself, that cannot damn, D-A-M, that cannot stop the unstoppable love of God. So there is hope. Maybe you are here today in need of healing, in need of deliverance, in need of breakthrough. But remember, Marcus say, in coming to Jesus for breakthrough, for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough, you must have an eye at Jesus as the promised Messiah, the trustee of all grace and mercy. This message is simply challenging you and me, as the Bible says, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Say, neighbor, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto me. To seek the kingdom of God is to seek Jesus. To seek Jesus is to seek salvation. And the man of God said, to be saved is to have the revelation of the glory of God. What counts? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So Christianity is not a religion, but a relationship. Communion with Jesus Christ establishes a deep sense of intimacy with God. It is possible for you today. Say, it is possible for me. Say, communion with Christ establishes a deep sense of intimacy with God, which springs from spiritual union. This means heart to heart with God. Therefore, let your heart and your mind rise and seek the things that are from above. And the Bible ensures that everything shall be added to you today. Say, everything shall be added to me in Jesus' name. May God bless His word.
www.goan.org. Go to the Visit Us page, and for those from within Nigeria, you can call the three visit lines that appear on the website. For those from outside Nigeria, there are some frequently asked questions that will assist you in your visit procedure. Remember, it is essential that anyone from outside Nigeria should fill in the questionnaire. Please remember to answer every question that is asked. And after you have filled in the questionnaire, remember to click Send. Please note, you must wait to receive an invitation or confirmation of your visit from us before making any travelling arrangements or flight bookings. All communication with the Synagogue Church of All Nations should be through the following email address, info@goan.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Emmanuel. God with us.
In